North Carolina is transforming its Medicaid program. Instead of paying providers directly, taxpayers will now funnel money to third parties, and those managed care organizations then pay medical claims. Eight groups applied to operate managed care plans, but the State Department of Health and Human Services approved only five of those. A group called My Health by My Providers is one that lost out. That entity is made up of North Carolina's major hospitals, and it's led by providers. The group has appealed the department's decision. WUNC's Jason DeBruin joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Jason.
Hi, good to be with you.
So this Medicaid overhaul is a long time coming. How did we get here?
Started in 2015, the legislature wanted to switch to this managed care model, and then you had to put out the request for proposals. All those came back, and as you said, the five were chosen, and that's how we got to where we are today.
How big is Medicaid in North Carolina?
About 2 million people, mostly women, the aged, disabled, and it's about $6 billion per year. Now, the state doesn't cover that entire amount. The federal government kicks in about $4 billion, but overall, it's about $6 billion.
My Health by My Providers is a provider-led entity. What is that?
Exactly as it sounds. It's an entity, one of these managed care organizations that is owned and led by actual providers, hospitals in this case. And what's important about it is that these providers say that they are the ones obviously providing the service, but then also the ones who are paying the bill. So they're taking on the risk so that they can then come up with some innovative models. Lisa Farrell is the president and CEO of this group, and I talked to her, and she sort of laid out exactly why she thinks this is a better model.
Providers have long been asked to come to the table and accept value-based payment and take accountability for populations, for quality outcomes, for experience. And in our model, our 12 North Carolina health system owners did just that.
And why do they say that's a better model?
So basically, they say it cuts out the middleman, right? I mean, if the providers are the ones that are not only caring for the patients, but they're also the ones that are, funneling this money, they can come up with innovative ways of trying to funnel patients to the right care at the right time. As we all know, emergency department overuse is sort of a big driver of high costs. And so if, say, for example, Duke Emergency Room, if they can have a navigator that's actually in the ER, who then if somebody comes in with, say, just a bump or a bruise or something minor, if they can then sort of funnel that patient to an urgent care or a Duke Health primary care visit, that will ultimately cut down on overall costs. And that's basically exactly what people like President Farrell are saying, is that, with skin in the game, that's really, the value proposition.
That's one of the unique things about this model, and what was so innovative about it is these 12 health systems in North Carolina are coming to the table and saying, we want to be part of the solution, and we are going to take on the risk of performance, quality performance, cost performance, experience for our members and patients.
So why did Health and Human Services reject the hospital's plan?
That's not exactly clear in their, in their approvals. They didn't give exact reasons for why this one was declined. There are some clues if you look at the scoring rubric. So there was this pretty elaborate scoring system, and the My Health plan just simply didn't score high enough. One of the things in that rubric was if these insurance companies, these managed care organizations, can provide health insurance on the exchanges. Now, switch with me just briefly. These exchanges are the Obamacare plans that are subsidized by the federal government, and so-called Obamacare plans. They are not the only company in North Carolina right now that provides these plans in all 100 counties is Blue Cross and Blue Shield. There's some other companies, but they're only in the major metro areas. Now, because there's not a lot of competition, that tends to drive up the costs in these rural areas. So one of the things that this plan was trying to help was to get more plans in more areas. Now, of course, this provider-led entity is not an insurance company, so they basically said, zero, we don't do that. So they were dinged for that. Their argument being, hey, that's not what we're trying to do. That's not what we are. But certainly if you get a big zero in one of the aspects of your grading rubric, it's going to hurt you down the line.
Aren't some Medicaid recipients already on managed care plans?
They are, but those are mental health patients only. So that's about 500,000 patients across the state. And yes, they are already on this kind of a plan and have been for about half a dozen years.
How have these managed care plans fared?
They've done well. There's been some consolidation, but they have been profitable. And that's sort of one of the interesting things is that, providers always talk about how the Medicaid population is a losing proposition for them. But here, the organizations that move the money around, they're the ones that are actually being able to be profitable.
So what happens next, Jason?
So MyHealth filed an appeal, And that has to work itself through DHHS. That does go directly to Secretary Mandy Cohen. So she could potentially give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. If she says, no, we decided we ruled correctly the first time, then MyHealth would have to go to the court system and file a lawsuit, you know, to try to find recourse there.
How likely is that to happen?
It's tough to say. You know, they obviously have a pretty good plan, or at least they say they do. So it seems like a pretty good value proposition. They are the only ones that have filed an appeal, so they would be the only ones looking to be added to the mix. But DHHS has already made its ruling. And so, you know, how often does an organization or a secretary make a ruling and then come back and change her mind just a couple weeks later?
Are there any provider-led entities that were approved?
There is one. Instead of hospitals, it's got the backing of physicians. So it's the medical society and those kinds of groups. But it's a little bit different. It's only in a couple of regions, not statewide. And also the providers don't have the same amount of skin in the game with that plan as the hospitals do with this plan.
Jason DeBruin is WUNC's data reporter. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.